on.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this. This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
MG, your ladder continues. Another Sydney team. We're at the final spot that doesn't make finals this year, and another Sydney team set to be named.
Yeah, I've got a team that is coming up the ladder, but they still miss out on the top eight.
Can I hear you, sir?
Maybe because you haven't got my button pressed on.
There you go.
Have you? Yeah, I've got a team coming up the ladder, but they still miss out on the eight. And in big news, I spoke to sales this afternoon when I came in, and on behalf of myself and you, Liam, I hope you don't mind this, but I've managed to get two more tickets to our golf day.
You've secured another spot.
So one more double to go tonight.
Unbelievable.
There's been so many calls. We've got to give them one more night of it.
Unbelievable. There you go. Coming up tonight, another spot up for grabs at our golf day. Liverpool Golf Club. That is something to stick around for. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was coming.
There
this is big news.
There you go.
All right. We're going to get to that. Aaron Woods is going to join us in studio. Don't call yet. Michael and Cronulla, don't call yet. Just hold your horses.
Hold your fire, brother.
Aaron Woods is going to join us. But up next, MG, we've got some news of the day to speak about.
Yes, there's some lots of news, a lot of footy news around. So we're going to do a little bit of a clean-up.
Yeah, Cam Smith, his options are narrowing.
Did I say there's more golf tickets to give away?
You did say that.
Yeah!
There's also some very good news for the Penrith Panthers.
Oh, isn't it what?
I think you know exactly what I'm talking
about. I do.
We'll tell you what it is next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Aaron Wood's going to join us in the studio before 7 o'clock. And MG, I mean, when you talk, things happen. You have secured an extra spot on our golf day.
I have. With the generosity of our staff here, they've given me two more tickets and tonight they will be given away.
Wait for your cue to call on that one to join us at Liverpool Golf Club, the beautiful Liverpool Golf Club. All right, MG, we need to discuss the news of the day. There's some bits and pieces in rugby league that we want to get through. So let's kick it off with the big exciting news. That is Stephen Crichton signing a two-year deal to stick around at the Penrith Panthers.
Just press that button. Oh,
I don't have that button ready for you.
Oh, come on, mate.
No, I know. You asked me for one thing.
I wanted hallelujah.
You wanted that sound. Why don't you just do it for me?
Well, hallelujah.
There you go.
One of the hottest young talents in the game. Yeah, I think it was a matter of when, not if, he signed the dotted line. And on big coin, makes him the richest centre in the game, which makes me think that somewhere down the track, he might not be playing centre.
Two-year contract extension, sticking around to the end of the 23 season. From reports suggest $650 a year, which, I mean, Joey Manu, as far as we can see, is the highest paid centre at $550 a season. So $650 puts him well in advance of Joey.
And where's Joey Manu want to play in New Zealand Warriors, maybe?
Good
fullback. Look, I've got no idea. I've said from the very moment I saw Stephen Crichton play, he'll be one of the best fullbacks we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But he's biding his time at the moment, like he should, and he's just learning the game, and Dylan Edwards is a fantastic fullback.
Yeah.
So, look, a great coup today for the Panthers.
Nice little bridging contract, perhaps, before the fullback money and the fullback permanent switch takes place. Next bit of news, Cam Smith. Now, I know we said we wouldn't speak about him, but it gets hard not to because every day there's a new development.
Cam.
It appears more and more that it's Broncos or bust for Cam Smith. Titans, the Courier Mail has reported that the Titans are officially out of the running.
Oh, I believe that as soon as I heard Mal Meninga say it. When it came from Mal's lips, I said, yep, there's no way he's going to the Titans because Mal wouldn't go back on his word.
Mm.
I think, look, it's the walls are closing in for Cam. And if it wasn't the Broncos' first choice, well, I think now it is the first choice. And if he plays again, I agree with you, it'll be in the maroon and yellow jersey of the Brisbane Broncos.
The other thing working against him potentially going to the Titans is the fact that they're now under investigation from the NRL over this David Fifita incident from December last year when he was caught trespassing. There's some suggestion by the NRL, this is what they're investigating, that there may have been a payoff.
A bit of hush money or something?
A bit of hush money from the club to the property owners. If so, there could be a salary cap punishment coming. All of a sudden, the 500 grand, which is required by the NRL as a minimum contract for Cam Smith.
You just can't get away with anything these days. You cannot get away with anything. You can't buy your mother-in-law an airline ticket to come from here to there because it's put in the salary cap. You can't buy anyone a house or a car because it's put in the salary cap.
Certainly can't buy them a boat.
No, you can't buy them a boat. That's for sure. But that's intriguing. I read about it this morning and just watch this space for that.
Yeah, okay. So Cam Smith, Broncos or bust by the looks of it. The last bit of news, MG, which I know you'll get excited about because you talk about expansion for the NRL every single day. It's all I'm sick of hearing it. The Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, James Marape, he's revealed that their country is aiming to have an NRL team by 2025.
I love James Marape.
Big fan?
Just love him.
Love his work?
Oh, PNG, the Kumuls, they deserve a team. They're the only country in the world that has rugby league as their national sport.
Incredible.
The only country in the world. They are fanatic. Some of my first and most consistent fan mail came from Papua New Guinea.
Really?
Yeah, and I'd send them old pairs of shorts and socks, and they'd say right back and say, "Can you send me some more?" And so I would, and then you had their cousins and brothers. It's beautiful. It's so good. You go up there and play, and it's like the Beatles have arrived in town. So they are becoming they all are Fiji, I think, with Petro Sivanisiva heading the bid as well. I think they're going to be playing in the New South Wales Cup. I'm not sure either this year or next year. So things are starting to happen in the Pacific, and it's about bloody time because they have got some untold talent amongst them.
Well, they've got the PNG Hunters, which is in the King Cup.
And they've won the comp a few years ago in the Queensland Cup.
And they've signed this sports partnership agreement with Australia to make this a more viable partnership and visa-wise and all the rest of it.
Let's just build a bridge from here to PNG. Let's call it, I don't know, the harbour or something. Get Hoax to work on it.
The Justin Olam Bridge,
perhaps.
Justin Olam Bridge.
Now we're talking.
You know that one won't fall over.
The Marcus Bye Bridge.
That is a sturdy bloody bridge, I tell you what. All right. We've got to get along. MG, your ladder continues. The final spot, not in the final.
Yes.
Ninth.
They've been in the papers a bit lately, this club.
West Tigers?
No.
Rush Hour with MG, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Aaron Woods.
Look at the big man. He's like a big bear standing outside the window, isn't he?
Long time friend of the show. He's seen us having Jason Saab and Jai Aaron and all these newcomers.
I want to be that action.
And he said, hey, remember who were the early friends of this show? And he certainly was.
He's always been a long one.
He's going to join us in studio very shortly. But MG, your ladder predictions, they've been upsetting people left, right and centre. We move on to the final spot outside the top eight for this season.
Ladder.
MG's ladder.
I've got a confession to make. I had the Tigers finishing ninth again. Until an injury to one T. Trbojevic.
Wow.
Which I think will see them miss the eight by a smidgen. Manly, I think this injury to him, and I'm not sure whether it's going to be ongoing. I hope it's not. Because I hate seeing a lethal weapon like him on the sidelines.
Andrew Abdo's just turned his car around on the Spit Bridge. He's on his way in to have words.
Oh, while you're there, mate, just take it easy on Corey Norman with it. Okay. So I think the Tigers are going to have a bit of luck this year. The Tigers, I think, are going to finish eighth, but I think ninth, because of that injury, they're going to have a slow start. Look, I love the fact that Manly have recruited pretty well in Alawai. He's a really good signing. Jason Saab, obviously, we've had him on the show.
Yes.
The gang's back together with Kieran Foran. So them three signings alone with the emergence of young John Schuster... makes me think that they're going to have a better season than last year where they finished 13th.
Mm-hmm.
But that injury again, in the back of my mind, when it's all about the turbo, it worries me when all your eggs are in one basket about one player. It's such a massive drop from Tommy Turbo to the next player who's going to take his spot that it worries me.
Speaking of Trbojevic's, Jake didn't have his best season last year.
No, Jakey was used as like a 5'8".
How does Dez get... How do you think Dez should be using Jake this year?
Put him back the front row. I think I'm not going to tell Dezzy how to suck eggs.
No.
He's a prolific coach. He's won comps and he's I really rate Dez as a coach. But I think he plays his best footy at front row. He played an Origin game in Perth that we were over there, and he played nearly the whole game at front row.
He was incredible. He didn't miss a tackle.
And he's got to, I think Jake's got to have. I think when Jake's in the game, he doesn't think as much about what he's doing. He does better things, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
When he's playing the ball.
In a weird way, it does.
Yeah, when he's playing the ball, when he's playing a ball playing role, yes. It's kind of got too many things on his plate to worry about. Is he going to throw a cutout ball? Is he going to do an unders? Is he going to go to the line and then do an offload? Yeah. So take that away from Jakey. Let's let him hit the line and just do his thing. And he's one of the best defenders in the game. So, but look, DCE, he's the best halfback in the comp, I think. Closely followed by young Nathan Cleary. Marty DePauw, you've got young Davey from, not young Davey, he's a guy who's a great story, who's gone from Parramatta over there. Curtis Sirenen's a great player, but just worries me that their best player could be missing for up to a month, maybe 6 weeks, because of a hamstring injury, which he's renowned for. And yeah. I just want to see him have a clean bill of health after this.
Well, Aaron Woods is going to join us in studio. Interesting comparison we made the other day on the show about Tom Trbojevic with Matt Moylan. It'll be interesting to see from Woodsy how Matt Moylan's travelling heading into this season. But there it is, MG predicting Manly to finish ninth. I'm not going to comment on Manly because Daniela Paseka scares the bejeebus out of me.
The
human eclipse who was not built for ordinary people furniture.
The white chair on the sidelines.
The white chair on the sidelines. That memory of Daniela Paseka sitting in one of those chairs is burned into my brain. I will never forget it. It looked ridiculous. Woodsy's going to join us next. But MG, you're a generous man. He's found another spot on our golf day, Liverpool Golf Club. If you want to be there with us, 133353, give us a call now.
Triple M. 104.9.
Pepper Money, real life loans for your real life.
Kensington Anzac Parade at Allison Road, a car and motorcycle accident affecting a southbound run, taking out lane 2, Concord Gibbs Street at Broughton.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan. MG, we've been blessed early stages of this year with the amount of people we've had come in the studio and join us. We always love it when they can. And this man, he is a long-time friend of the show. He is the king of high fives. A pleasure to welcome back to the Rush Hour, Aaron Woods from the Cronulla Sharks. G'day, Woodsy.
Boys, how are we?
Oh, we're fantastic. I think it's because these guests are probably feeling sorry for us after COVID and they just want to get out of the house and actually feel sorry for themselves, and in they come. But you're looking fit. You've had a great off-season, haven't you?
Yeah, MG, mate. It's been tough, actually. It's been a shorter pre-season, and we've got a new strength and performance coach has come across, Nathan Pigworth from the Dragons. So you always know they're fit and firing the early rounds of the competition. So he's been really good for us. And yeah, the boys just enjoying it. We're looking forward to playing some footy this week. It's been too long.
What's been the hardest thing you've done in the off-season? As you get to an elder statesman of the game, obviously that's the hardest part about being a footballer, the off-season. Is there something that you went, oh, man, not this again?
The wrestling sessions.
Oh, yeah.
They suck, MG. Mate, it's... Everyone tells us the quicker the game gets, the less wrestling we're going to do. I'm telling you, we do more and more wrestling every year. If you took out wrestling, blokes will pay for 15 years. Look at Cameron Smith.
Who do you get paired up with in wrestling drills?
Normally go with the big boys, Braden Ueli, obviously Toby Rudolph.
Yes.
Like to pull his hair a bit, just because that's what I used to get at all the time when I had the long hair. So try to stay away from Fafita, because if he puts his body weight on you, you're going nowhere.
Well, is it still as impactful now that he's shredded?
Mate, he's probably lost 2 kilos. he shaved his beard. Shaved his beard and had a haircut.
He looked good. He looked
don't read the reports.
Was that Photoshop you're saying that?
Oh, mate, the Channel 9 cameras made him look good, and Fox, mate. Nah, he's doing really well, the big boy. He's had a really good off-season.
Hasn't been a coach in this season that hasn't even started yet, under more scrutiny than Bomber Morris. Poor bugger. I've said again on this show that I feel sorry for him, and that man, Shane Flanagan's name, keeps getting mentioned. I know that players, you listen, you hear your things, and there's all outside noise, but how much do you think it has an effect on Bomber?
Look, Bomber's been really good. You know, you've had all the stuff with Flano, then you hear all these other coaches, then, you know, you see Craig Bellamy get the... I don't know if he's head coach or coaching director or something, mate.
And head of marketing, apparently.
There's a million things that could go on down there. But the way he has handled himself, you know, he comes in straight away, he addresses what's been happened, tells you what he knows and all the truth. So there's no one walking around eggshells. You feel completely, you know, safe around him. You don't feel you go in and go, oh, he's what's Bomber thinking, blah, blah, blah. He just knocks on the head straight away. You know, we've got some really good leaders at the club. You know, Wade Graham, he comes in straight away and says, boys, don't worry about that crap that's going on.
One of them too.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, we just say, mate, the job for us is to play footy. You know, the club will do what they've got to do with the decisions, and Bomber's there to coach, and that's what we always do. And that's all we can do. You know, there's always going to be scrutiny. Bomber's done a really good job, top eight last couple of years. You know, we probably haven't had the best of years, but you know, we need to start fast this year to take the monkey off his back.
Well, you talk about, you know, sunshine is the best medicine, and we believe that here on the Rush Hour as well. So MG, we got to put this out there with Woodsy in studio. Where did you predict that they'd finish this year?
Second.
No, you didn't.
Second last.
Tell the truth.
13th.
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 Woodsy. How do we feel about it?
Yeah, look, I understand.
No, MG, you've had your time.
You know, we've obviously had Matt Moreland come off a couple of injuries the last couple of years. He hasn't been able to play the most consistent footy that he'd want to do. Now, we've got Sean Johnson that he won't probably be back till around 6 or 7, but his rehab's going really well, so he's trying to push to be a bit harder. And, you know, people think that we're getting a bit older squad. We've lost blokes like Gow, Louis over the last couple of years, Matt Pryor. But in saying that, mate, like, we've been able to get big Paul Gallen and Lukey Lewis in to train with us twice a week, or three times a week.
That's good.
You know, I think someone like Britton Okorma is going to have a massive year this year. Louis's been driving him mad with everything that, you know, he's teaching him about the game. He probably didn't have the best year. A lot of us didn't have the best year we had last year. There's a lot of excuses within the bubble, you know, COVID and all that. But then they were allowed to play footy, so the boys were happy. But I'm telling you, this year we've had a really good off-season. If we can keep Matty Moreland fit for 90% of the season, I dare say you'll see Cronulla in the semi-final footy.
That's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the big one. Matty Moreland, since he came from Penrith to Sharkies, when Sharks bought him, they bought a golden egg.
Mate, what people don't realise, I think he's a loose human, blah, blah, blah. Mate, we get into footy meetings. He's one of the smartest blokes I've ever met, mate. He reads the game so well. He'll always have a crack. Mate, he watches a lot of video of rugby league. He knows how his defence come up to defend him. Mate, he just hasn't been able to get on the field for the last 18 months, and he's hired a really good stretch coach, strength coach. Benny Roberts is a former player.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So he's been doing a lot of work with that. He did a lot of work in the off-season. So he came back flying. And the biggest thing for us is just to look after him now, because he's got all the money in the bank. And it's just to get him on the field.
That's crazy.
Literal money?
Okay. Oh, he's got plenty of money. Don't worry about that.
No, it's Bitcoin.
Hey, Woodsy, just quickly there, to jump away from your club for a moment, you talk about these young kids coming into grade, playing some games, and then having to go away and get a bit more hardened for the rigours of NRL football. Joseph Suaalii, what are your thoughts on it? The idea of a 17-year-old kid being ready for first grade.
Yeah, look, it's hard. Probably the luckiest thing for him, he's in a really good side. He's got a lot of good leaders around him. But, you know, the rules are 18 years old. I just don't like people changing the rules all the time just to suit one team. And, you know, it's not good enough. But, look, if we had a bloke, Bronson Cherry, we had to wait to debut him. So, yeah, it didn't work too well for us.
No.
But,
it's a fair point, though. It's a fair point. That, you know, the rules are the rules, MG. And I, particularly because it's the Roosters, I imagine there's 15 other clubs that are probably going, well, why are we changing the rules?
That's true. If it's Parramatta or Penrith or Sharks tried to do that with a young gun coming through, they'd be vetoed. So I agree with Woodsy. If the rules are there for a reason, Freddie was 17 when he played, but that's back in the 80s. It's a different game.
But the rules were like that, MJ. You could play if you were under 18. They've changed the rules for a reason.
Jordan Rankin was 16.
Yeah, I was playing. I was in schoolboys at the time with Jordan. Then he got plucked out of there, and he played down against Newcastle in the Goldie that week. So they're trying to look after the kids, because how many times have you seen a young kid come to first grade and then they disappear for a while because they've had a lot of injuries or they've just been, you know, overshadowed by it?
How's Bronson Cherry doing?
Yeah, Bronson's going all right. Spoke to him a couple of times just by WhatsApp just to see how he's going. He gets a haircut down the road from where I live, so tried to meet up with him a couple of times, but, you know, he's been a bit busy. Yeah, he's doing well. You know, obviously, he's got to take his punishment, and I think he's just going to move on and then try to come back bigger and stronger in a few more years' time.
Which he will. Well, I mean, it's been done.
Players have done it. You know, he takes his, you know, takes what he gets, and a young kid made a mistake, and hopefully he gets back and works really hard, and, you know, the boys, everyone would want to see him back in footy.
Hey, tell me, in this new age of players creating their own content, are you sick of Chad Townsend shoving a camera in your face?
Chatty the Burger Townsend.
Look, who we love on this show.
Oh, mate, I love Chatty too, but, mate, I've never met someone that brings a GoPro to training, to the showers.
Showers?
Team photos, mate. We did Channel 9 or Fox Sports, and... mate, he's running around shoving this thing in your face, and he goes, it's all content, bro. I was like, mate, you're kidding, mate. I said, come on, bro. I said, mate, you're grown men, mate. Come on.
You sound like one of my kids. I'm at home always filming my kids. They go, Dad, some things are private.
Mate.
It's content.
Mate, that's it, mate. Anything Chatty can get is good content. But he's not the only one. It's Sean Johnson too.
Oh, really?
So they love the vlogs. That's what they do. I said, no one cares what you do at home, mate.
Brilliant. Well, Aaron Woods, I mean, MG, have you got anything else you wanted to get to, sir?
Mate, we'll keep it, I'm going to keep some in your pocket for next time he comes in. Otherwise, we're going to ask him everything today.
Well, I've got one for you, actually. One of my best mates is out at Penrith now. And I reckon he, like a lot of people say, Cameron Murray is the best sort in rugby league.
Yep.
Scott Sorensen's got him covered.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
I said on the show, great buy.
Mate, I'm telling you. Great buy. He was my roomie in at Sharks. Mate, every time we go to bed, baby all on the pecs. It's unbelievable, mate. He is dead set. One of the best sorts I've ever seen.
So is that the question? MG, do you think Scott Sorensen's the sort?
No, he's trying to say, Woody's trying to say, do you two want to go on a date?
Yeah. Like,
he's trying to match me up.
Wait, just take him to a few things around Penrith. Show him the town, he's a surfie.
I'll take him to the river and give him on some skis.
Did Scott make the NRL roast, sexiest 100? Did Scott get in there?
I don't think he did, so that's why I don't follow that stuff. And I didn't make it either, so.
No, you should have made it.
Injustice.
And it was a bit going on at training. Like Toby Rudolph was filthy. He was so down. Yeah,
Aquaman should have been on it,
mate. He's got a dead set good rig. Oh yeah, but I was just disappointed that sorry I didn't make it. That's all I got to say.
Is he married or a girlfriend?
he's engaged, mate. Filthy. Oh, yeah. Jesus. That's what I said, mate.
Oh, was it? Come on, gym or something. Just increase membership.
No, get him out there. Just get him in the shorts and just lacquer up like he does every night with the baby oil, and he'll be right.
Hey, we really appreciate you coming.
Honestly, you're one of the good guys of the competition. Sincerity, and the fact that you've taken time out on your day off to come in and see us, we love you for it, and we wish you all the luck this year, brother. We really hope you have a great season.
Thanks, boys. The bubble sucked last year, couldn't come in, so hopefully we can come in a bit more this year.
Mate, thanks, the door's always open for you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Absolute pleasure to have Aaron Woods in, as always. Now, the full chat with Woodsy, the full half an hour or so that we did with him, go and grab the listener app, LISTNR. That is the best way to listen to that full, unedited chat with Woodsy. We couldn't fit it all in the show tonight, MG. Listener app. Go grab it. You won't regret it.
No, it was a fantastic chat. He was very candid on a few issues that we couldn't get in tonight. But as always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are.